This is Ozarks at Large. The Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County began offering services at its new Gentry facility Monday. The nonprofit, which provides services for child abuse victims and their families, built a second location to better serve residents in western Benton County. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County broke ground on the $1.1 million project in March, and construction wrapped up in October. Executive Director Natalie Tibbs says the decision to expand services to Gentry was prompted in part by a discussion with partner agencies. Tibbs says they learned about a lot of cases that weren't coming to the Advocacy Center in Little Flock because they lived in western Benton County and didn't have the means to get there.
In addition, the data was showing how many families we were serving from this area, but only for initial services. They weren't able to come back for a medical exam, or they weren't able to come back for counseling, and there weren't any partner agencies that we could refer them to for counseling. And so we just felt like because the data supported that at least 30% of our clients could have been better served had we had this center, that it definitely showed the huge necessity for us to be able to expand.
Tibbs says they anticipate serving 40 to 60 children between now and the end of the year and around 300 during the course of a year at the new facility.
It's just under 5,000 square feet, and it will provide all of the same services that our main location provides, which is advocacy support, forensic interviews, counseling, as well as medical exams.
Now that the new center is open and ready to serve clients, Tibbs says she has mixed emotions.
And the project of it in and of itself, it was pretty seamless. Working with our contractor was an amazing experience, who was very passionate about this cause. And the detail work that he put into it, just a super awesome experience overall. So I was sad. I was kind of sad that it was over. I really enjoyed it. And then just the mixed emotion of knowing why we're serving and being excited to serve its first child, because that's what we're setting out to do, but then also sad that we even would have to do that to begin with.
The Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County has seen more than 12,000 children since its inception 20 years ago. The center served about 1,000 children in 2019. Tibbs says they were tracking about 14% higher during the first quarter of this year.
Our team was kind of going, okay, here we go. It's going to be a busy, busy year to be tracking 14% higher already in just the first quarter. But then, you know, end of March is when that pandemic hit. So it's interesting. You'll see our numbers start to trail off towards the very end of March. And then April is predominantly one of our busiest months of the year because it's Child Abuse Awareness Month. So there's so much awareness about child abuse. Well, we saw a 50% decline in children served in April. And then it slowly creeped up just a little bit in May and June, and then started going up again at end of August, and then September was a busy month.
Year to date, the center has served 814 children. When the pandemic forced the closure of schools in the spring, advocates expressed concern that child abuse would increase while reporting would decrease. Tibbs says that prediction has come true.
I still don't think we've even hit the tip of the iceberg of what our children experienced during the quarantine. But we definitely saw just what we predicted, in that children were sent home and they were staying home in situations that were not safe. Reporting did go up once they went back to school, and we've been pretty steady ever since.
Executive Director Natalie Tibbs says they haven't seen the volume of cases they would have anticipated because there's still a mix of virtual and in-person learning at schools. She says it was an eye-opening experience to speak with a client about how the pandemic is making home life more dangerous for some children.
His father was already a very angry, just emotionally abusive person pre-pandemic. Well, the pandemic's not going to make people feel better. Being stuck at home, losing jobs, like that's not going to make you feel any better and want to do better. It's only going to make it worse. And so children often fall victim to the frustrations and stress of their parents. And that's exactly what we saw and had anticipated, because now they're home and it's one more burden, and we just don't all have the resources and outlets we need in order to express that stress and that frustration. And so our children fall victim to that.
In addition to its regular training sessions, the CAC started offering virtual instruction this year. The nonprofit has trained about 4,500 people through 79 trainings in 2020. Tibbs says organizations should operate at the highest standard of excellence when serving children.
And so that's something our center prides itself on, is that we don't ever want for children to fall through the cracks. And if there's a gap in serving them, then we want to ensure that we're doing that. And so we welcome a community to challenge us to ensure that we're always doing the very best that we can to serve kids where they need it most. And CACs exist to take services to kids where they're at and to surround them completely with that collaborative approach. And so that's what we aim to accomplish and why we felt that it was just so critical that we do this. And so we're grateful to be in Northwest Arkansas and grateful to have the support of the community to continue empowering kids to find their voice.
More information about services provided by the Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County at its two locations is available at cacbentonco.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.